This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the world with news and information of vital importance for Europeans and people of European descent, wherever they may live on the planet. And certainly this program is important and valuable for all people, because we believe that every race, every society, every culture, every nation has a right to determine its own affairs. I believe in preserving the heritage and the freedom of European mankind, but I certainly believe that every race, every nation, has that basic right. And I do believe today that in the face of globalism and these other phenomena that really threatens world freedom, all people are in danger of losing the unique character and quality of their own societies. As I always talk about, there is no greater danger facing both the West and the East, North and South on this globe, greater than Jewish supremacism, greater than what is called Zionism, because Zionism is not simply about simply a takeover of the Middle East. It's not simply about building a wall on much of the occupied territory and the land they stole from the Palestinians. Zionism is about an ancient worldwide dream of extremist Jews that they have some God-given, some divine right to rule over the other people of the world. It is epitomized and very much illustrated by the beliefs of the Chabad movement. The same movement, by the way, that was recognized and commemorated in the White House of the United States of America. That's right, the White House had a recent ceremony attended by men like Elie Wiesel and many other major international figures, including our own Michael Chertoff, who's really a partisan for Israel rather than America, Joshua Bolton, who's head of the White House policy, and many other major figures. They honored the man called the Great Rebbe, who was Rabbi Schneerson. Rabbi Schneerson was head, or was the wannabe messiah of the Chabad-Lubavitch movement, and he wrote very extensively many, many times on how that the purpose of the Gentile world was, in fact, to serve Jews. Now, I'm not in any way exaggerating. That's precisely what they believe, and they believe, in fact, that the difference between Jews and non-Jews is on the species level. That not only are Jews superior among men, they literally are the so-called members of mankind. They're divine. Whereas those who are Gentiles, those who are non-Jews, are in fact part of the animal kingdom. You can't get more supremacist and more radical than this. And as I quoted on my program just the other day, one of their very influential activists, as a gentleman by the name of Ginsburg, and if I can call him a gentleman, I guess I shouldn't use that moniker to describe this individual, but he talked about the fact now that if a Gentile, an innocent Gentile, in fact, is passing by in the street and a Jew needs his liver, that morally it is all right for the Jew to take the liver. Of course, taking someone's liver means basically that you're condemning that person to death. You're committing murder against an individual. And this is the extreme nature of the Chabad-Lubavitch movement. It's a fact, and there's no argument about this. And this individual wrote, the Schneerson who was commemorated, he wrote many, many things about how the Gentiles have inferior and, in fact, evil souls, and Jews have, you know, holy souls, if that's the right word for it. But the interesting thing is that today, it's impossible to even criticize these elements of Jewish extremism. And it's got to the point where anyone who discusses Jewish extremism will themselves be called an extremist, will themselves be called intolerant. To criticize Jewish intolerance makes you, in fact, intolerant yourself. I'm often called a white supremacist. I am not one. I believe in the preservation of my own heritage, my own way of life, just as all people do. But I don't believe in suppressing other people. I don't believe in being hateful toward other people. And I don't think I'm even being hateful toward Jewish people or Jewish extremists, because I'm talking about the fact and exposing this form of Jewish extremism that is so dangerous in the world. And these people are not just some obscure sect. We're not talking about some sect out in Arizona or the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. We're talking about people who are having international meetings in the White House of the United States of America, and whose followers are in some of the highest positions of government, influence, business, media, you name it. Well, Robert Fisk, the very intrepid British journalist who dares to report many of the gory details about Zionism, has struck again. He's written a great article on how freedom of speech in America has been curtailed by the Jewish extremists who have such an inordinate influence over the United States of America. He points out that in America and elsewhere, that if one dares criticize Jewish supremacism and Israeli crimes, the truth teller will be the one accused of the ultimate crime, and that crime, of course, is anti-Semitism. Anyone who dares to criticize Jewish intolerance, Jewish crimes against Palestinians, disproportionate Jewish control over American media and government policy, such as their role in the Iraq War and their role in influencing American policy with AIPAC and other of these powerful lobbies, will themselves be called intolerant. Now, it's even reached the point to where the latest edition of Webster's Dictionary labels mere criticism of Zionism or even sympathy with opponents of the State of Israel as, quote, anti-Semitic. Fisk writes, quote, "What's the point when Webster's Third International Dictionary defines anti-Semitism as opposition to Zionism, sympathy with opponents of the State of Israel?" Unquote. So if someone simply utters even the mildest criticism of Israel or Zionists, then he becomes just one more anti-Semite right alongside Julius Streicher, Der Stürmer. Jewish extremist power has gotten so obscenely pervasive that it now even controls the most basic elements in our language. Fisk is wrong about one thing in the article. He does suggest that the former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mary Robinson, should sue those who accused her of anti-Semitism. But first off, in America, if you're a public figure, forget about suing for libel or defamation. The standards of proof for defamation are far too high for a decent chance of success. And furthermore, if you lose your case in our very biased, overly Jewish-represented court system, you could lose everything you own in addition to having your reputation stained even more. Even in Britain, money has a huge weight on the scales of justice, and unless you have the gold assets of a major newspaper behind you, as Robert Fisk does with The Independent, your lawyers may not be up to the snuff anyway of theirs. And what happens if you happen to get a Jewish judge? Of course, my friends, even for me to suggest that a Jewish judge might possibly be biased against Gentiles who are concerned about anti-Semitism, our being labeled anti-Semitism, well, that's in itself prima facie evidence of anti-Semitism. So forget about asking for a new judge, because you couldn't even suggest that a Jewish judge would be biased. And even if a judge is not Jewish, imagine for a moment the pressure on any judge, Jew or Gentile, to come down against someone accused of anti-Semitism. The pressure is enormous. And the fact is that few people could even afford the funds necessary to make a respectable legal challenge against the billions of dollars at the disposal of the pro-Zionists. I have a link on my website, www.daviduke.com, and you can go and read the entire text of the Robert Fisk article. I urge all of you, in fact, to read it. And even though we can't sue for defamation and libel when they call us anti-Semite, at least public figures can't, such as myself or other individuals. The truth is a great and powerful weapon. And although DavidDuke.com only has the monetary resources equal to that of the smallest of small businesses, this shocking story is getting out across America and the world. And if you'd like to help us more at DavidDuke.com, please don't hesitate by spreading the links of this story and by clicking the donation button and giving us a hand in awakening our people. The Fisk story, again, is called A Warning to Those Who Dare to Criticize Israel in the Land of Free Speech. And maybe free speech should be in quotes. Yes, we have free speech in America. They won't put you in prison. They can put you in prison right now in Britain and France and Germany and Austria, many other countries of the world, for simply saying what Robert Fisk said in his article. And in America, they can't put you in jail yet for that, but the government maybe can try to look at things to put you in jail for other issues. And more importantly, the pressure on an individual, a person's career in academia or in media or in politics, they risk literally everything to simply tell the truth, to even discuss frankly and honestly the issue of Zionism, even to make the simple statement that the only Mideast country that has committed open terrorist attacks against America, and I'm talking terrorist attacks, has been Israel, not Iraq. Iraq never committed any terrorism against America, but Israel has. The Levant affair, the Liberty attack, the terrorism, in fact, that ultimately resulted from the Jonathan Pollard spy case, which devastated our Eastern European spy network because of his betrayal of this country and because of Israel's perfidy in selling the secrets to the Soviet Union at the time. Also, we've got AIPAC. We have leaders of AIPAC right now on trial for espionage against the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, just to even talk about these things, even to question the fact that Israel is truly not our ally, it's not allies that attack and kill 34 Americans and wound 174 in the USS Liberty. That's not an ally who attacks with terrorist attacks American installations in Egypt and then tries to blame another country and get us into war with another country. To even question these things, talk about these things, discuss these things, could short-circuit someone's career. That's got to change in America. How does it change? It changes by making sure that there's a consensus change of opinion, and that's what this program is about. David Duke, live, online, web radio, it's about changing the consensus, to getting this knowledge so far out there, so enmeshed in the knowledge of the American people in our society, that if anybody says it, there's not going to be an uproar. There's not going to be an outcry, and many people will come to the defense. It's like getting the ball rolling downhill, ladies and gentlemen. And once we get the ball rolling, the snowball rolling, it will build up speed. It will increase in size and strength, just as in my campaigns in Louisiana when we went from a few signs when suddenly people saw the psychological change. Then we had an avalanche of supporters to where I received 65% of the European American vote. That can happen, and that will happen, I believe, in not only in different places in the United States, but all over the world if we continue to work and educate and promote this cause and the ideals that are inside this cause. And the first task we have is to expose the Jewish supremacists that have so much inordinate power in media and government in this country, and even now are affecting how a definition is treated in Webster's Third International New Dictionary. Thanks so much for everything, and I'll be glad to speak with you again tomorrow. I'll be anxious for that time. Please take your fingers on that keyboard you have in front of you, type out some email addresses of your friends, or just do some simple points and clicks and send this message, send my email address, send my website address to your friends, and let's tell the truth and have an avalanche of truth, a tsunami of truth, wash across America and the Western world and cleanse our country of those extremists who will lead us to destruction. They're leading us to disaster in Iraq today, in a war that's a war for Israel. They're leading us to destruction and disaster by not defending the borders of the United States of America from massive immigration. They're leading us to disaster by the befoulment of our culture and our values, our way of life in this country. We have got to stand up. And all people around the world must begin to stand up to the powers of Jewish supremacism, globalism, and Zionism. Thanks so much, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddukes.com.